On March 8th, 1943, they came and fetched us. It was 4 or 5 a.m. We were still asleep. They put us on trucks and drove us to police headquarters, then locked us up for 6 days in group cells in Ettstraße. "Father," I asked, "why are we here? Why? Do you know? After all, we haven't done anything wrong." "Yes, my son," he said. "We are here because we are Sinti." After a week imprisoned in Ettstraße, another truck came and took us to the freight depot at Hackerbrücke. There was nothing but cattle cars, with 60 of us packed into one car. 141 of the Munich Sinti and Roma were deported to Auschwitz that night. There were entire families. Imagine it, traveling for 5 days with no sanitation facilities and no water. I can still smell the stench in my nostrils today. After about 2 days, the car door was opened briefly, once. A lot of people simply fell out. They carried a dead woman out of our car. A baby had also died. On arriving in Auschwitz, everything was lit up, harsh and glaring. We were forced off the train. People could hardly move. They were all half dead. Then everyone had a number tattooed on their left forearm. Children on the thigh too. Z for Zigeuner, Gypsy, and then the number. My number is 3529. I was the 3529th. And then the hunger began. My father's brother died after 2 weeks. He was the first to die.
On my father's side of the family, the Sinti, 36 died or were killed. On my mother's side, it was over 100, because grandma, mom's mom, was Jewish. More than 100 relatives were gassed. I wasn't sterilized, but one of my cousins was, and my mother and all the fathers. They told us whoever agreed to be sterilized could leave the concentration camp. So then they had themselves sterilized, but no one was released. In 1944, the SS said that if the man agreed to serve in the military, the women and children would be freed. So the man enlisted. My father, my uncles, and the other men were put in an army penal battalion. They'd been told their families would then be set free. But it simply wasn't true. First, the gypsies were sent to concentration camp and treated as criminals, and then they had to serve in the military. The worst thing was, they had to fight for Germany.
Then somehow, one morning after more than 2 years, we were so weak we thought we'd never stand up again, there was a loudspeaker announcement saying we'd been liberated. At first I thought it was God speaking and that we were already in heaven. But no, the announcement kept repeating. Then tanks rolled into the camp. I came to my feet and could walk. Mom could walk, and my siblings could too.